For most of us, when life throws us a curveball, we try to pick ourselves up and give ourselves a fresh start. That is exactly what Jackie Hernandez planned to do. In the winter of 1988, Jackie Hernandez found out that she was pregnant with her second child. Where this would be a beautiful and joyous moment within a young family, it was all overshadowed by the tumultuous relationship between her and her husband. Tired of the endless stress of their rocky relationship, Jackie separates from her husband, taking their 2-year-old son and moving into a small, turn-of-the-century home in San Pedro, California. It was an average home, nothing exactly to write home about, but it symbolized and embodied a true fresh start. Or so she thought. After settling in, it didn't take very long before Jackie noticed something was off about the home. The home began to feature your usual haunted house amenities, like the occasional disembodied voice, full-bodied apparitions, and things moving on their own. However, for the 3 years Jackie lived in the home, the entities within it made her daily existence a real-life horror film. One thing after another, the spirits within the home made their presence and their disdain for Jackie and her family very well known. The poltergeist activity that began to take place was something straight out of the movies, gradually getting worse and worse. German folklore refers to the poltergeist as the rumbling ghost, knocking, or noisy spirit. These are the entities that surpass the common ghost, that usually seem distant and live on a different plane of being. Poltergeists are different. Their energy feels much more like an invisible person is wreaking havoc in your home. They are able to pinch, bite, and hit, as well as move objects and start fires. Poltergeists are usually born in an environment and remain in that space. So this could be why even after moving away from the San Pedro home, Jackie was shocked to find that whatever was in that home followed her to her next. The San Pedro poltergeist is the most documented paranormal case ever, due to how much photo and video evidence has been collected. So, let's dive into that. Welcome to Audibly Haunted. I'm your host, Ani Kachadorian. If I asked anyone to tell me how almost all horror movies start, I have a feeling 10 out of 10 people would describe the same horror movie stage setup. It always starts with a family down on their luck, searching for a fresh start in a new town. They pick the town fixer-upper and call it home, with an optimistic view on the future taking a turn for the best. This all seemed to be the case for Jackie Hernandez and her young family. In the late 80s, she found herself bound to a relationship that welcomed a child out of wedlock, a concept still frowned upon in the 80s. This led her now marriage to become a cliff full of sharp and jagged rocks. To top it all off, while trying to piece together her marriage and while caring for her 2-year-old son, Jackie found she was pregnant with their second child. Reaching the end of her rope, Jackie Hernandez found the only option for her was to build herself a fresh new start. Very pregnant, Jackie decided to remove herself from her marriage and take her 2-year-old son with her, moving them all into an old, damp, turn-of-the-century home in the suburbs of San Pedro, California. And there you have it, your horror movie beginnings. After moving in, it was immediately clear something wasn't right. This quiet little average house became Jackie's real-life horror movie. The life of a single mother who shouldered the harsh realities of raising two very young children alone, working multiple jobs, and attending school was definitely a hard one. But Jackie Hernandez was filled with optimism when looking towards the future. Very quickly, though, there came a dark feeling over this optimism within the first few nights in their new home. Jackie felt that something was off, that they weren't exactly alone. At first, Jackie would notice bumps in the night and objects moving on their own. This was a daily and nightly occurrence for the first year that they were in the home. Jackie claimed to even see the cat chasing strange shadows. She would hear muffled voices coming from the attic and even witness the pencil flying out of its holder on her table. She chalked it all up to the strange hallucinations one might get with pregnancy brain. But something strange began to also happen that was witnessed by Jackie's friend. Coming over to help Jackie with the household chores as she neared the end of her pregnancy, Christina Zvokvic stood with Jackie while they washed and put away the dishes. The women began to notice that the walls were oozing a strange oil-like substance that had no real place of origin. It just simply started coming from the walls. In April of 1989, Jackie's daughter Samantha was born, and Jackie felt that all the strange, unexplainable things now would stop. But the activity took a turn for the worst, as the family now moved into the second year in the home. One night, as Jackie got up out of bed to check on her children, she was met with a sight that chilled her to the bone. Rounding the corner to the room, there, standing over her child as they slept, was a full-bodied apparition of an old, decrepit man. The apparition glares at Jackie with pure malice and hate. But before Jackie can act, the apparition disappears. After a year of strange happenings, the entity now showed itself to Jackie, and from that point on, began to show her just how violent its intentions were. Now the family were experiencing odd balls of light throughout the home, putrid smells in sections of the home, and ghostly apparitions became more frequent, both while Jackie was awake and while she slept. Sometimes, we believe that within our dreams, messages are trying to make their way through from the other side. Either messages from our loved ones who have passed, or in Jackie Hernandez's case, messages from the angry spirit that resides within their home. Jackie would have nightly, vivid dreams that she said seemed to take place in the 1930s. She would sometimes watch a young man get clubbed to death, and at other times, she would be the young man being beaten and taken to San Pedro Harbor, where she was then held underwater and drowned. Jackie felt that whatever was in the home had anger towards her. It began to feel like whatever was there was more attached to her than the house itself. One day, when standing outside the home, chatting with a neighbor, there was a large crash and bang heard within the home. Jackie and the neighbor ran back into the home, to find that a picture frame had been taken off of the wall and thrown against the kitchen sink. They also found that all of the nails holding the frame to the wall had been torn from the wall and the frame, and were now scattered along the floors, sharp side up, as an act to harm those who walk through the house. Most folks either wear soft home slippers or they're barefooted, so you can imagine the pain and the wreckage that this would cause. This led Jackie to document all of the strange smells, balls of light, and capture the increased amount of strange liquids that began to ooze from the walls, which now most seemed to originate from the ceiling. These strange liquids, though, turned from oil-like substances to something that shockingly looked a lot like blood. Jackie traces the liquid oozing from her walls all the way up to the attic, as she decides to lift the hatch to see what was happening up in the attic that could be causing this phenomena. Lifting open the hatch just above her son's bedroom door, Jackie almost falls backwards, as what greets her is not the dark and empty attic space, but rather the disembodied head of the frightening old man she saw standing over her child's bed several nights before. At this, Jackie realizes enough is enough, and she seeks out professional help. More to come after the break.
Hey, you.
Yeah, you.
Are you into weird shit? Yeah?
You into cryptids?
What about hauntings? Yeah, I've got a ghost for you.
Oh, you like overworld the beings.
Me too. Check out all these aliens. We have plenty. How do you feel about a good legend?
Want to hear about spooky happenings?
Yeah, you do.
Let us show you what we've got.
Hey guys, grab a drink and join us, Amanda and Sean, every week while we dive into the strange and haunting topics that have piqued our interest.
See you over at The Haunted and the Strange, wherever you get your podcasts.
Stay spooky.
Jackie needed help. She needed someone who knew how to handle just what unexplainable thing was happening inside of her home. Here is where Dr. Barry Taff enters the picture. Taff was the associate director of the parapsychology lab at UCLA. His biggest claim to fame was his investigation in 1974, which circled around a case where a single mother claimed to be sexually assaulted as well as tormented by an unseen force. This case led to the 1982 American film, The Entity. Taff was determined to capture evidence of what was happening in Jackie's home. So, he entered with a full camera crew. Once inside the home, it was clear which member of the crew was the poltergeist's target. At first, Taff was skeptical. Yes, he had been on several cases before, but more often than not, the cases would be exaggerated or a downright hoax. But he gave Jackie the benefit of the doubt. His cameraman, Jeff Wheatcraft, volunteered to venture up to the attic to snap some photos. After taking a photo or two, Jeff realizes that he actually captured some of the glowing balls of light that Jackie was talking about. Before Jeff can celebrate the evidence captured, though, his camera is snatched off his neck by an unseen force. In that moment, Jeff did the one thing I believe all of us would do. He ran out of the attic with his tail tucked between his legs. After calming himself down, Jeff gathered up his courage, a flashlight, and the second cameraman, Barry Conrad, and they all ventured up back to the attic. They found that the camera lens had been separated from the camera body and each piece tossed to opposite sides of the room. If only Jeff had taken this as a warning from the old man's spirit that haunted the attic, he may have been spared the events that happened in the coming months. Taff and his team would remain in contact with Jackie about all the happenings within her home. Though during September of 1989, for some reason, the activity spiked, and it forced Taff and his crew to enter the home one more time. In fact, it was so urgent that Taff and his team ran back to the home in the middle of the night. Jeff once again found himself heading up to the attic, now accompanied by their photographer, Gary. The two men spent some time in the attic with nothing too exciting happening, but the entity was not about to let them leave without a good scare. As the men made their way down to where the rest of the crew and Jackie were, they all watched as Jeff was pulled back into the attic by an unseen force. Gary ran back into the attic to see what had happened, with only the repeat flash of his camera to light his way. Unknowingly, Gary captured one of the most famous photos within the paranormal community. It shows the moment Jeff was found hanging by his neck via a clothesline wire wrapped around a high nail on the attic wall. Jeff himself was dazed and confused, leaving Barry, the cameraman, to run to his rescue. This was the straw that broke the camel's back for Jackie. At last, she saw that the home was not safe for her or her children, so she scooped them all up and moved them into a bungalow trailer a few miles outside of town. Dr. Taff continued the investigation within the home, even claiming to come in contact with the spirit of the old man through a Ouija board session. The spirit claimed to be that of a man who was murdered by the San Pedro docks in the 1900s. The spirit also claimed hatred, not only for the Hernandez family, for some reason, but it also had a special pocket of hate for Jeff, the camera guy, due to the fact that he resembled the man who murdered him 60 years before and escaped justice. You would think that leaving the haunted home behind, moving not only homes, but moving cities away, would free you from the horrors within that home. But unfortunately for Jackie, that was not the case. The family was unable to find peace as whatever was in the house harbored so much hate for them, it followed them to their new home. One event involved Jackie seeing a frightening dark shadow moments before her daughter's bedsheets bursted into flames with no listed cause. But I will leave you all with a happy ending to this frightening real-life horror film. As the years went on, though, it appears that whatever attachment Jackie was facing has tapered off, and her children have finally been able to enjoy a life free from this horrific poltergeist haunting. Say what you will, but the San Pedro poltergeist haunting is one of the most documented cases of haunted houses ever. There are tons of photos and film evidence to back up the claims made in the house. And this is the late 80s. Things weren't so easily doctored like they are today. You have real-life people who really didn't have anything to gain by telling this story. It was just a young mother looking for a way to protect her kids and to free them from this haunting. You even had skeptical Dr. Teff running for his mama after visiting the home. Though all of this noise did land Jackie and Taff's crew on talk shows, but all parties involved told the same exact story down to the periods. I do believe something was in that house that tormented that family. And maybe, just maybe, there was something strong enough to lift the man and hang him up on the wall by his neck. Though no true answers ever came out of the home. So it leaves you asking, what was actually going on within this seemingly average San Pedro home? And was there really anything happening at all? This has been Audibly Haunted, and I'm your host, Ani Kachadorian. You can find Audibly Haunted wherever you get your podcasts. Spotify, Apple, Google, Amazon, you name it. So give it a listen and drop a rating or a review and tell all your friends. And if you want more spooky in your life, make sure to go check out The Haunted and the Strange wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, you can always find Audibly Haunted on Instagram at Audibly Haunted. And if you have a ghost story that you would like to share, I would love to hear it. You can always reach out to me at audiblyhaunted@gmail.com or send me a message on Instagram. I would love to hear from all of you. And I'll see you all next week.